Bezah Hashem, we're learning Mishpatim Siman Lamed Dalet, Siv Dalet, Shemar 107. The Mechaber tells us, Lo Yaneach Shnei Azugos Bekis Echod. Do not put both pairs of tefillin, Rashi tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, don't put them in the same bag. Why is that? Shah Echod Mehem Huchol, V'Osel Lahanichoi Bekis tefillin. Because one of them has a status of being mundane, not Kodesh, which is the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, they should not be placed in the same bag as the Kodesh tefillin. Elo yasa shnei kisin v'sim l'chol kis, but rather make two bags, and on each bag there should be a separate sign that this is a Rashi bag and this is a Rabbeinu Tam bag. And that is exactly what those who wear tefillin of Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, that is exactly what they do. Shlo yitein shel zeh v'zeh, that you don't want to mix them up. That's why you have it very clearly labeled. And if you didn't do that, and you had the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam floating back and forth, it's very, you know, you see that organization and Seder order is a very integral part of Yiddishkeit. It's not just something that which is, you know, a nice idea, but is very encouraged in performing the mitzvahs properly. Siv katin yudches, lo yaniach, don't place the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel reish in the same bag of the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Umayri shuhuzman akis tchilo rak ledas echod mehem. And we're discussing a scenario, what he says that you shouldn't do, is that if you designated the bag for only one of them. Umayri shuhuzman, huzman means hazman, hazman means to designate, like to invite, right? We say a zimin. What does a zimin mean? It means you're inviting. You're inviting, let's bench now, right? So it means that you're designating for this specific purpose. So when there's a designation and then when there's an action together, in other words, you take the bag, you designate the bag for the tefillin, and you actually use it for the tefillin. So let's read the words again now. You designated the bag first, rak ledas echad mehem, for one of them, meaning for Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. But if the bag was originally intended to be used for both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time, so from the letter of the law, it's permissible. It's just not encouraged. Why is it not encouraged? Because you could easily make a mistake. You'll take out the wrong tefillin. B'kisachod, the Mechaber told us one should not put the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin in the same bag. But you can put both tefillin bags in the talis bag. That you could do. In other words, like this. You have a bag for tefillin of Rashi and a bag for tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. They can both be placed in the same talis bag. That's not a problem. Because the tik, the bag is meyuchad, is designated gam ledvar chol, also for a mundane status. What's the mundane status? You know what the mundane status we're talking about here? Is your talis. You say, your talis, well, talis is mundane? Yes, talis, in regards to the status of the tefillin, talis is mundane. Now, from the letter of the law, a talis, the words don't sound even comfortable to come out of my mind, out of my mouth, which is, a talis can be put into the garbage can, technically speaking. There is no kedusha on the talis. There's no intrinsic kedusha. Tefillin has to be put into Sheamus. Now, it's not appropriate necessarily. It's not the minig. You don't necessarily take a talis when it's old and put into the garbage can. It's not. If you do, you want to wrap it up separately. You don't want to knock it and put it with the eggshells and peel. But there's no intrinsic kedusha on it. Your talis. So you say further, the talis in this regard is considered to be mundane. So that's why he's saying over here that the talis, betika talis mutal aniach shneim, you can put the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam in your talis bag because the talis bag itself is considered mundane. Siv katan chof. Mechaber told us, "She'echad mehem huchol, v'asur lahanichoy b'kis ha'tefillin." One of them is chol, Rabbeinu Tam. It's interesting the lashon of echad mehem. The Mechaber is not saying Rabbeinu Tam is chol. Rabbeinu Tam is mundane. He's saying one of them is mundane. So that language strikes me a little, so it's a little odd to me, because earlier he already told us that Rashi is the correct way of putting on tefillin. Here, it sounds like he leaves it open-ended here. One of them is mundane. Here it's bothering me. I don't have an answer. I'm just pointing something out. If somebody has a suggestion, I'd love to hear. So it's she'echad mehem huchol v'osla nichoy v'kis tefillin. Says the Mishmaru, m'meila d'osla hachli v'akisim. You cannot switch the bags. If you're using your tefillin for Rabbeinu Tam bag, for Rabbeinu Tam, you cannot put the switch to Rashi to Rabbeinu Tam, because now you're putting the kodesh into chol and chol into kodesh. Because you gain a batim v'aratzuas v'aparshias mishal Rashi Rabbeinu Tam v'yipcha, you don't want to take the Rashi ratzuas straps and the Rashi parshias and the batim and switch from Rashi to Rabbeinu Tam. You don't want to go down in kedusha. However, what happens if a person never put on the tefillin yet? You have the ritzuas, you have the batim, you have the klaf. It was never worn by anybody yet, but it was intended for the Rashi. It was intended not for Rabbeinu Tam, it was intended for Rashi. He says now you can switch them, because if no one wore it yet, doesn't have that. It wasn't inaugurated, if you will. Yuchal achlifam. You can switch them. V'im henichom. However, if one time a person puts it on one time for the mitzvah of tefillin, and it was intended for one of the approaches, for Rabbeinu Tam or for Rashi, then you cannot switch it back and forth. Person puts on the tefillin once, puts on the Rashi once, puts on Rabbeinu Tam once, you cannot switch them back and forth. And even if the person intended, when he put it on, that I'm going to put it on once for the mitzvah, fulfill the mitzvah of wearing a Rashi and tefillin, and then I'm going to switch it afterwards. Doesn't help. From kodesh to chol, you can't make a condition. From Rashi is kodesh, tefillin of Rashi is kodesh, to chol, to the Rabbeinu Tam, halachically, the way we paskin, is mundane. It's not kodesh, so it does not help to make a tanai by the tefillin. Tanai means the condition. I cannot go down like this. The Mishmaru now brings from the Prima Gadim. The imatzo ritzuas v'eni yodei im heim shel Rashi oy shel Rabbeinu Tam. The Prima Gadim says the following scenario. You find a beautiful ritzuas. I'm adding the word beautiful. You find beautiful ritzuas, but you're not sure if these ritzuas are from Rashi or these ritzuas were from Rabbeinu Tam. So I'm not discussing, you know, it's made l'shma, everything is done, all l'shma, no problem. You're just not sure what the status of the ritzuas are. Can you put them for your Rashi tefillin? Now, we just said a line above that once they were used for one thing, they cannot be used for something else. Right. So you could ask, well, maybe they weren't used for anything. You could suggest that. The understanding in the question is that they were perhaps used for one. Well, question is, you don't know which one. So can you use it for Rashi? Says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Prima Gadim, the Yimotza Ritzuas Ve'en Yedei Im Heim Shel Rashi Oy Shel Rabbeinu Tam Yuchal Hanichon LeParshus Shel Rashi. You can, you are permitted, you are allowed to wear them for the Parshus of Rashi. Derubud Munichon Shel Rashi Ve'anan Svira Lon Gamkein DeRashi Iker Ma'ilam Mekoidish. And he says, yes, you can. You could use it for Rashi. Why? Because the majority, go after the majority. Majority of the tefillin we wear is Rashi tefillin. So you're going after the majority. And therefore, we pass in Rashi is the Iker, and Maile Mekoidish, you're allowed to go up in Kedusha. If Ein Moridin, you don't go down in Kedusha. Well, you're allowed to go up in Kedusha. But I'm a Berheitev, you know, I just want to say, Maile Mekoidish, the life of a Yid, we're digressing for a second, not transgressing, Chasron. Digressing. Okay. Making sure you're paying attention there, right? So if we look at our lifestyle as a Yid, and every day we are getting closer to Hashem, Okay, we make mistakes, we fall, we do aveira sometimes. And sadly, we make mistakes, but we're growing. So then we can't go back to where we were the day before. Because we go up in Kedusha.
Oh.
And don't go down in Kedusha. Right? That applies to us as well.
Wow.
Okay, back inside.
In the example you're giving
now. I'm a Ber Heitev. Take a look at the Ber Heitev, Ber Alocha, for a further discussion on this topic. Some of the Achronim are even more lenient. That according to us who hold, the Rashi is Iker. The Rashi is the main Mahalach. Yuchal hachlif litol ritzua mishal Rabbeinu Tam l'Rashi k'she'ein l'yacharis. They are saying that you're permitted, you are allowed to switch the ritzua from Rabbeinu Tam to Rashi when you have no other ritzuas. Ava mishal Rashi l'Rabbeinu Tam. So you could go from Michel Rabbeinu Tam, you go from Rabbeinu Tam to Rashi, but from Rashi to Rabbeinu Tam is also Litol B'chagafni. You cannot go the other direction. You cannot go from Rashi to Rabbeinu Tam because now you're going down. Down in Kedusha, you cannot do. Okay. Now is a very interesting question for those who wear Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam. What happens if a person accidentally takes out the bag of the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin? Now, in order to fully understand and appreciate this, the question, let's backtrack for a second. And there's a halacha, like we discussed, we mentioned quickly yesterday, Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. You can't pass over a mitzvah. And we had learned this discussion in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin. And therefore, you want to make sure you put the Shalyad in the same place in your bag every day, in the Shalroish, so that you don't make a mistake and take out the wrong one. And you might have to pass over the mitzvah. Is there a concern of ma'avirin ala mitzvah when it comes to tefillin Rabbeinu Tam? In other words, let's say I take out the wrong bag. I take out the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Do I now have to put in the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? So the Mishmur says, no, you don't. So he says like this. In his damin shoytzi kis shel Rabbeinu Tam tchila, ya'avirim. You could put him aside. And it's not a concern of passing over the mitzvah. Nonetheless, ideally, don't do this. If you can avoid it, put your Rashi in the same spot every day, and Rabbeinu Tam's bag in the same spot every day. I also want to mention another point. If you remember when we learned these halachas previously, if you were with us then, that if the tefillin are in the bag, there's a shaila if that's called ma'avir nala mitzvahs. There's a question if that's called passing over the mitzvah if the tefillin are still in the tefillin bag. Because maybe it's only if your hand is in the tefillin bag or they're out of the bag, that's when there's a question of ma'avir nala mitzvahs. I believe the Taz is machmir, it is. But other achreinim were saying that if it's still in the bag, it's not a problem. So here is two reasons why it's not a problem. One is it's Reino Tam, and number two is because it's also in the bag. However, we said lechatchila you should be careful not to. Let's take a question 1 second. Let's finish the sentence here. I'm going to finish the simon. B'chol amoyid. Do you put on tefillin Reino Tam and chol amoyid? Says the Mishnah. Ein lanich shel Reino Tam. Do not put on tefillin Reino Tam. Now, a week from this Sunday, if Mashiach is not here, well, could you imagine Mashiach here? A week from this Sunday, if Mashiach is not here, we'll be fasting. And now the shaila is: do you put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam on Tisha B'Av? We just said Chol HaMoed, we don't put on the tefillin. However, Tisha B'Av leMincha yinichim haRoitzeh. Those who want to wear the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, you can put it on by Mincha time. So even though we daven mincha with the tefillin, we don't daven shachris with tefillin, you can put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam by mincha.
You can or you should.
He says haroitza.
If you want.
Yeah.
But only the Tam.
No. You always put on Rashi. Always put on Rashi.
Okay, so
yeah. He's saying in regards to tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, should they be put on Tisha B'Av? He says haroitza. It's interesting, Lashon. Like you're being medayik in haroitza if you want to. What does he mean by that? Is he saying that it's like any other day, or is he saying that if you want to, it's okay? But maybe you shouldn't. L'chad chila. You have to know the lashon, what the minhag. For those who wear tefillin b'rinu tam, I believe those who wear tefillin b'rinu tam, they put it on like every other day. Let's actually continue in the next simin. We do have some time. Simin lamed hey din minyan hashitin. We're discussing here in this simin how many rows and how many columns should you make for the tefillin. And we see by the tefillin shel yad is different than tefillin shel roish. The Mechaber says nagu b'minyan hashitin lichtoiv mishel yad shiva shitin b'chol parsha. So the Mechaber tells us that the minig is to make a shita, a row, seven by the shalyad. In other words, each column should have seven rows by the tefillin shalyad. My tefillin shalroish should have four rows. So in each row that you write, you should have the correct amount of words in order to fit the four rows for the tefillin shel roish, or the seven rows for the tefillin shel yad. Now we're going to see some letters, you can extend the letter to make sure that you have the right amount of rows. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chabad, concludes, Mishina, what happens if a person deviated from the seven or the four? Loi posel. The Mechaber says it's not posel. So Mishina, the Mechaber says, loi posel. Says the Mishmar Sif Katin Aleph, Nohagu, Al Pia Kabbalah, Biat Seifrim Ish, Mi Pi Ish. The Mishmar brings from the Torah that this is a Kabbalah from the Seifrim, one Seifer to another Seifer. They pass down this Messiah, this tradition, that you have to have seven rows when it comes to the Tfilin Shel Yad, and four rows when it comes to the Tfilin Shel Rosh. Sif Katin Beis, Bimina Shitin, Nechain Ish Kabbalah Biyodom. They also have a Kabbalah. Minin hascholos roshi hashurois v'shal yad v'shal roish. In regards to the beginning of the rows, which words should begin in each row. K'mavor b'tor v'yot v'beis yosef. Now, when obviously the first line is obviously all the same, but when it comes to the second and other lines, there's a Kabbalah they have. The words should be the same words for each line, and that's why you see it takes tremendous. To tremendous koiches and capability to realize how big you should make each letter, that they finish at the right place, that the next row should be with the correct word. And the Mishnah says, unfortunately, he writes that the Seifim, at least in his days, he was saying they're not so precise in making sure that the rows are starting correctly. And they just write whatever word they're up to. One who does want to make it correct, lo yimshech oisyos o yikatzer harbe kedei lechavin roshe hashitos ki ein noy latfilin avam at roshai. So he says, don't extend the letters too much or lessen the letter too much because it doesn't make the letters look nice. But just a little here and a little there to extend the letter a little or to make the letter a little shorter, lessen the letter. That's allowed. It's not going to make it look nice, and that won't make it look not nice. Sometimes, for example, you see a resh, which is the top, the gag of the resh is extended a tremendous amount. So the Mishmur is saying, you don't want to do that too much. Siv Katan Gimel, so the Mechaber told us that when it comes to the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad, you should have seven rows for the Shel Yad and four for the Shel Rosh. V'mshino loy posel. If you change from this amount, loy posel. Bein b'yad, bein b'shel yad, bein b'shel roish. V'im ein loy l'shel yad, rak klaf kotzer. What happens if you only have a small piece of klaf to write on? V'oroich, and it's long. She'en yoch l'chtoi v'olof sheva shitin, and you cannot write seven shitin, seven rows. Im loy she'yichtoi v'ksiva dak moid, unless you write a very thin ksav, very thin lettering. Near the toy v'yoyis l'shanois min hashin, it's better to change the toy v'yoyis l'shanois to change how many rows you're going to have, because you want to have a thicker. It should be a little thickness to it, like siva tama, a little thicker. It shouldn't be like a pencil, a thin pencil, like a stick figure type letters.
I'm Ben Mordechai, Behilchus Ktanler, Soif Hilchus Ktvillin, Vuhuval El, Simlam Beis, the Bechlal, Zekele, Vanvei, Luchtoiv, Ksiva, Gas, Bemiktsas, that these places can bring down, that in order to be a Zekele, Vanvei, to make the Tvillin look beautiful, it should be have a little thickness to it. Shloyu, Nimchokim, Mehera, and this will also prevent it from getting erased quickly. Of Emes on the Royan Bechush, the Mishra says, we see So the Mishra says that you find when the Sefer are writing very thin, let's say like a 0.3, like, you know, the pencils, the lead pencils, like a very thin ksa, very thin writing, you find many mistakes. And they weren't written properly because of this thinness. And many times it's missing many of the tagin, the crowns, the shatnes gates of the letters shin ayin tes nun zayin gimel tzadi. Do medina di gemara. Those letters, as we'll see in Mitzvah, in the next simon, more on this in the barichos at length, that the letters shatnes gates require the crowns on top, medina di gemara. When something is learned from the gemara, din of the gemara, it's very chomer. There are those rishonim that are machmir. I feel a bit yevid that it has to have these tagim, and it shouldn't be too thin. Rishonim nashlo yikne parishes ke'el b'soich tefilov. A person who's mamish concerned about the mitzvahs properly should not take very thin ksav, because there could be mistakes with it and it could get ruined quickly. The Mishra concludes the simin by saying that one should not purchase very thin ksav, very thin writing of the parashas, because it's very prone to be had mistakes in it, to be full of mistakes, unless you know for sure. And he says also, because many times it's written by younger children, unless you know for sure that it was written properly by good Sofer. So Mitzvah Shem, the next Simen Lamed Vav, will begin Dikduk Ksivason, will begin the correct lettering, the letters, we'll learn the letters of how to write the letters correctly.